सुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 54 टेक्स्ट 42 द चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द मैरिज ऑफ कृष्णा एंड रुक्मिणी तवेयं विषमा बुद्धि सर्वभूतेषु दुरिदम् यन्मन्यसे सदा भद्रम् सुहृदं भद्रम् अज्ञावत् तवेयं विषमा बुद्धि सर्वभूतेषु दुरिदम् यन्मनस्ये सदा भद्रम् सुहृदं भद्रम् अज्ञावत् तवेयं विषमा बुद्धि सर्वभूतेषु दुर्हृदम् यन्मनस्ये सदा भद्रम् सुहृदं भद्रम् अज्ञावत् मतजीस Tava, your, yam, this, vishama, biased, buddhi, attitude, sarva bhuteshu, toward all living beings, duridam, of those who have ill intentions, yat, that, manyase, you wish, sada, always, abhadram, evil, suridam, to your well wishers, bhadram, good, agyavat, like an ignorant person. Translation. To Rukmini, Balram said, your attitude is unfair, for like an ignorant person, you wish good to those who are inimical to all living beings and who have done evil to our true well-wishers. No purport, so we read next verse. Atma moha ninam eva kalpate deva mayaya sure dure dudasina iti dehatma maninam. Translation. The Supreme Lord's Maya makes men forget their real selves, and thus, taking the body for the self, they consider others to be friends, enemies, or neutral parties. Next text. एक एव परो हि आत्मा सर्वेषामपि देहिनां नानेव गृह्यते मूढैर् यथा ज्योतिर्यथा नभ. ट्रांसलेशन. दोज हु आर बिविल्डर्ड परसीव द वन सुप्रीम लॉर्ड who resides in all embodied beings as many, just as one may perceive the light in the sky or the sky itself as many. Purport. The last line of this text, yatha jyotir yatha nabha, introduces two analogies in which we perceive one thing to be many. Jyoti indicates the light of heavenly bodies, such as the sun or moon. Although there is one moon, we may see the moon reflected in the pools, rivers, lakes and buckets of water. Then it would appear as if there are many moons, although there is only one. Similarly, we perceive a divine presence in each living being because the Supreme Lord is present everywhere, although He is one. The second analogy given here, yatha nabha, is that of the sky. If we have a row of sealed clay pots in a room, the sky or air in each pot, although the sky itself is one. The Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.32 gives a similar analogy concerning fire and wood. Yatha hi avahito vani दारुष्वयेक स्वयोनिषु नानेव भाति विश्वात्मा भूतेषु च तथा पुनम पुमान. The Lord, as a super soul, pervades all things just as fire permeates wood. And so He appears to be of many varieties. although he is the absolute one without a second. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Nama Shri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namasute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Vaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavane Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Nama Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shrivasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So we are reading over here the episode where Krishna is kidnapping Rukmini Devi. And when Krishna was kidnapping Rukmini Devi, his brother Rukmi, he was fighting with Krishna. And Krishna, Supreme Personality of Godhead, he was not very much interested to fight with Rukmi. We find that here in Rukmini's life, in just one day, so many emotions comes. The day starts with so much anxiety Rukmini Devi is having. When she is anticipating whether Krishna will come or he will not come. If Krishna doesn't come, then she has to get married with what is his name? Shishupal, who would be always be criticizing Krishna. And whether Krishna would appear or he would not appear. So much anxiety in the morning Rukmini Devi was having. And with the same anxiety she is going to the temple of the goddess. And many kings were wanting the hand of Rukmini Devi and they were in line. And in that midst, she finds one bluish boy standing. And she was so happy. Completely her emotions changed, that the person whom I always aspired for The same boy which I loved, he has appeared over here to take me. And in her heart, seeing Krishna for the first time, she was so happy, so much happy. And Krishna took the hand of Rukmini Devi and took her, Rukmini Devi, on the chariot. And Rukmini Devi would be so happy to be next to Krishna. Krishna is just on the chariot and Rukmini Devi is next to Krishna. So much happiness, and Krishna is pacifying, exchanging sweet words with Rukmini Devi. Such a great joy. The person whom I aspired for throughout my life is just next to me, and I am going to be married to Krishna. So much happiness. And in that happiness, we find that Rukmi, with his army, was fighting with Krishna. One side is beloved, Krishna is there. And on the other side, Rukmi is there. And naturally, Rukmini has got some affection for Rukmi. So his brother is fighting with Krishna, whom he loved, whom she loved. So, and in that, the army is being defeated of Rukmi. So much pain to Rukmini. And Rukmi was so much having a grudge against Krishna. He wanted to kill Krishna. So he was fighting with full enthusiasm to Krishna, with Krishna. And Rukmini, ultimately, Krishna defeated him. And when Krishna was about to kill him, Rukmini, who was so happy by this time, she found that my brother will be killed by my beloved Krishna. So she just requested that actually, please don't kill him, please leave him. So many emotions just come on one day of the life of Rukmini Devi. Today's time, if suppose somebody's daughter or somebody's sister is kidnapped by a righteous man, perhaps the family members will be happy also, because no dowry is needed and no marriage expenses also. So it will be good, they'll be happy. Oh, nice, he kidnapped our daughter or my sister. But Rukmi wanted to fight with Krishna. Krishna was not interested, because he knew that Rukmini is attached to his brother. She was not interested to kill Rukmi. So when Rukmi was fighting, Krishna first of all shot arrow just to break his bow. So Rukmi's bow was broken. Krishna could have directed the same arrow to the chest of Rukmi, and Rukmi would have killed. Krishna was not interested. Rukmi took the second bow. Second bow was also destroyed. Third bow is also destroyed. So Krishna is indicating, I'm not interested to fight with you. Go back. But Rukmi is determined, I want to fight. So then Krishna, he wanted to show him again that I'm not interested. He killed all his horses. He killed his chariot driver. He removed his flag. He destroyed his chariot by the arrows and left Rukmi like that. Again indicating, I am not interested to fight. And Rukmi on the ground, but still he was determined to fight with Krishna. So he was taking weapons to fight with Krishna, and Krishna destroyed that weapon also. So then at that point of time, Krishna decided that too much. This person has to be killed. At that time, Rukmini Devi, she comes and request Krishna that, my dear Lord, please forgive him and spare him. And this is the first gift Rukmini Devi asking from Krishna. Krishna just getting married, is about to get married to Rukmini Devi, and the first gift Rukmini Devi asked to Krishna, please let him go. So how can not Krishna not accept the proposal of Rukmini Devi? But Krishna has to see to it that a person gets some token punishment also. So Krishna removed his hairs, most of his hairs from his head and mustache, and he spared him. And sometimes people ask that why should I am doing so much seva and some offense happens with me, then why Krishna gave some punishment to me? Is he not seeing that my volumes of seva is also there? I am doing so much continuously, sincerely engaging in Krishna's service, and here I am offending a devotee and Krishna is giving some reaction to me. Then why should Krishna should do it? He should not why he should consider that? The reason is that if Krishna doesn't give punishment, the jiva may be induced to do it again with more intensity. So Krishna mercifully gives some punishment so that at least a person will hesitate to do it next time, that I should not be involved in that, this particular act. So that is actually mercy of Krishna. So when this episode is going on, Rukmini and Krishna, so Balramji appears on the scene. And Balramji is actually the elder brother of Krishna. He is also meeting his bhabhi for the first time. And his bhabhi is requesting to his Balramji's brother that please spare him. So very different drama. So Balramji, as an elder brother, he was chastising Krishna. Milder. That why you should do like this? And Balramji went to an extent that now Rukmi is a brother-in-law. So you should not be behaving like this with Rukmi. And then Balramji is saying to Rukmini Devi that he is actually, and you should also not be too much attached to Rukmi, because he is not your well-wisher. Now Krishna is your real well-wisher, and you should take side of Krishna. You should not be overly attached to Rukmi. So Balramji was trying to balance both the parties. Sometimes it is very much needed. Like some years back, Rupa Raghunath Prabhu shared his example. So actually in one house there was a deity welcoming of Radha and Krishna. So husband was very much keen that the Radha Krishna should be dressed in a Vrindavan. It should not be too opulent, not too much jewelry, not too much gaudy clothes. And the wife was of the opinion that Krishna is God, and then very opulent dresses, very opulent jewelry has to be offered to both, to Radha and Krishna. So there was difference of opinion between husband and wife. So Rupa Raghunath Prabhu went to their house and he personally met the husband and told husband that actually your wife is right in one way, and you should accept also. The reason is that if your wife puts lot of jewelry and lot of nice clothes, what will happen is that her desire to dress with lot of jewelry and lot of good clothes will be reduced. So you should encourage that. The husband said, yeah, it's very good. And then he met wife and told wife, you know, all opulent clothes you are putting on, but actually that is Dwarka mood. And we should be in the mood of Brajvasis. So you should also put less jewelry. And so she was also convinced, yeah. So devotees are very intelligent in balancing. So here, Balramji, he is trying to balance both the parties. He is mildly rebuking Krishna. And he is also telling Rukmini Devi that you should not behave like an ignorant person. And Rukmi is actually not your well-wisher or friend. So you should not be too much attached to Rukmi. So Balramji was taking that particular role in this particular episode. But we find that सेम बलराम जी किल्ड रुक्मी आफ्टर सम टाइम आफ्टर इन अनदर एपिसोड नॉट आफ्टर सम टाइम आफ्टर मेनी इयर्स द सेम रुक्मी वॉज किल्ड बाय बलराम जी हिमसेल्फ सेम बलराम जी टेकिंग साइड ऑफ रुक्मिणी देवी सेम बलराम जी इज किलिंग रुक्मी आफ्टर मेनी इयर्स एंड इन कन्विंसिंग बलराम जी इज सेइंग दैट एक्चुअली इन क्षत्रियस देयर इज फाइट मेनी टाइम्स सो यू शुड नॉट टेक इट सो सीरियसली एंड दैट इज द नेचर क्षत्रियस आर बिहाइंड पावर्स द डिजायर इज टू इंक्रीज द किंगडम सो देर आर मेनी टाइम्स फाइट्स लाइक आई वॉज वेरी सरप्राइज टू नोट वी विजिटेड Hampi and in that Hampi area most of the construction we see including Vijay Vithal temple was done by Krishna Devaraya he was a Vaishnava and other side King Pratap Rudra was there and King Pratap Rudra as we know from the pages of Chaitanya Charitamrita he was very powerful devotee of Lord Jagannath and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But very surprising, in the pages of history, there is fight between Krishna Devaraya and King Pratap Rudra. And it is mentioned that Krishna Devaraya took by force most of the kingdom of King Pratap Rudra. Both are Vaishnavas, both are devotee of the Lord. Kshatriyas, King So we find that Kshatriyas many times they indulge in fight. So Balramji was telling Rukmini Devi that actually you should not be very much attached to Rukmi and you should accept. So Balramji was trying to balance between Krishna and Rukmini Devi. And as I was mentioning, same Balramji, after many years, he killed himself, Rukmi, to whom he was trying to protect. Rukmi, he was attached to, some affection was there to his sister, Rukmini Devi. So due to the affection, in one episode, Krishna's son, Pradyumna, he came in a swayamvara of Rukmi's daughter. And Pradyumna was garlanded by Rukmi's daughter and accepted. And Rukmi also accepted. The reason was that Rukmi wanted to please Rukmini Devi. So although he was so much against Krishna, he gave his own daughter to Krishna's son, in Krishna's family. Not only that, Krishna's grandson, very surprising to know, when we talk about Krishna, like we find is a young boy comes in our mind, and in later chapters, Krishna is mentioned as grandfather also. And unique grandfather, he doesn't cross the age of 16. He is always 16, ever youthful. You can imagine. Very handsome, smart, beautiful, attractive grandfather. Krishna never crosses his age. So Krishna himself led like Krishna's grandson, Aniruddha. He and Rukmi's granddaughter, their marriage was there. And this time there was no Rakshasi Vivaha. Krishna brought marriage party from Dwarka. Marriage party came and it was led by Krishna himself. All Yadavas were there in the marriage party. And whole marriage party came to the kingdom of Rukmi. And you can imagine how Rukmi very intimately connected with Krishna. very intimately connected with Krishna. He gave his sister to Krishna, married to Krishna, daughter to Pradyumna, granddaughter to Aniruddha. So many ways he is connected with Krishna. So many ways, very intimately connected with Krishna's family. But nonetheless, he is actually having lot of grudge. In spite of all this, he is having so much grudge against Krishna. He has got some affection for Rukmini Devi also. It's not that he is hating Rukmini Devi. He has got some affection for Rukmini Devi also. So marriage party came. And in marriage party, he wanted to humiliate in some way either Krishna or Balram. So he heard from some sources that Balramji is not very expert in chess playing. So he challenged Balramji that we should play chess. And Kshatriyas always accept challenge of fighting or such challenges. So Balramji and Rukmi were playing chess. And they played some coin, a large amount. Rukmi and Balramji were playing. Balramji, as Prabhupada also writes, that he was not very expert on chess playing. So Balramji was lost first time. Rukmi started to laugh. Humiliate Balramji. So Balramji plays more money. Okay, we'll play again. Rukmi played again. Balramji was lost. So Rukmi was criticizing and laughing again. So Balramji was hurt. And he played more coins. Almost a million gold coins. And when we say that Balramji is not expert in chess playing or Krishna is not expert in any activity, so that means he has not displayed that expertise so far. Krishna or Balram can always display that expertise at any given point of time. Suppose if you say that Narsingh Dev cannot do cooking, he is not expert in cooking. So till he has displayed it. But if he wants, he can come to the deity room and he can cook the all items very expertly, because that is the skills in Krishna. Krishna has all skills. That is perfect. So then Balramji, he won it. And Rukmi could not accept it. He was saying, no, it's not done, it's not done, it's not proper, you have lost it. And he was trying to retaliate. So okay, Balramji said, we'll play again. So Balramji plays more coins. And then Rukmi again started to offend Balramji. And this time also Balramji won. Because all skills come from the Supreme Personality of Godhead only. Supreme Personality of Godhead is the source of all skills. Whatever skill also we may have, that is also gift given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead only. So Balramji won. And Rukmi, he was not accepting. No, it's not correct. It's not correct. You are not won, I have won. Trying to retaliate on that ground, and he was humiliating. And a voice from the sky came to tell Rukmi that actually in this game Balramji has won. Give the coins to Balramji. So Rukmi, rather than accepting it, he was telling lies again and again and again. And not only telling lies, he was criticizing Balram and Krishna. He said that actually you two brothers, you both are cowherd boys. What you know about Kshatriya rules of fighting and playing chess? I have won. And again he was criticizing Krishna and Balram. And Balramji actually cannot hear criticism of Krishna, because that is his beloved Lord. So he was very much disturbed. And Balramji, when he was playing chess, actually he was representing all Yadavas, because whole Yadav party has came, all marriage party has came. On in behalf of that marriage party, he was playing chess. So actually the offense to Balramji and Krishna is the offense to whole Yadavas put together. So then Balramji was very angry. It is mentioned that Balramji's eyes generally remains red. And he was angry, and all the more Balramji's eyes became more red. And with this anger, Balramji just hit his plow on the head of Rukmi, and Rukmi was dead. And the same Balramji who saved Rukmi, means he was on the side of Rukmini Devi, same Balramji, he killed Rukmi himself. The reason was that Rukmi could not correct himself. Like when Rukmi was insulted by Krishna, Krishna got very wonderful art of balancing, or he maintains desires of everyone. Like in similar episode, Krishna, he shaved the head of, he get the head of Ashwatthama also shaved when there were two parties. When Bhimsen was saying differently and Draupadi was saying differently. Draupadi was saying we should leave him, and Bhimsen was saying no, we should not leave him. And Krishna balanced both by shaving the head of Ashwatthama. And actually for the Kshatriyas, insult is more worse than actually a death. For the people who are honored, dishonored is worse than death. So for Rukmi, when he was insulted, it was more than a death. So Krishna could balance, okay, Rukmini is also happy, and he has done his part also of punishing Rukmi. So at that time, Balramji was taking the side of Rukmini Devi. And same Balramji himself killed Rukmi. What is the reason? So when Rukmi was insulted earlier by Krishna, so Rukmi kept a great grudge in his heart against Krishna. And many years passed, still the grudge was there in the heart. Can you imagine now, he is giving sister and then killed on the incidents when he is giving his granddaughter. So many years passed, but still he is keeping his deep-rooted grudge against Krishna. And he could not rectify that. And due to that reason, he ultimately, he was killed. Balramji ended his calendar. Today is 31st December. So Balramji wrapped up his calendar of his life, and he's ended that. So Rukmi, actually you should have learnt his lesson of correcting himself, at least after this episode, understanding Krishna's strength. When Krishna and Rukmini was on chariot and Krishna was about to attack Rukmi, so Rukmini Devi is telling to Krishna that, Krishna, you are so powerful. He is addressing as Krishna as Mahabhava. She is addressing Krishna as Jagatpati, all powerful person. She knows the potency. Actually, she has not seen Krishna physically in that particular life, but she has heard, and she accepts Krishna as so powerful personality. And she could understand that Rukmi is very insignificant compared to Krishna. Krishna can easily kill Rukmi. There is not much endeavor also required. So jiva are very insignificant compared to Krishna. Krishna is so powerful. He is so powerful. In this particular purport, the analogy is given is that sun or moon is there, but that same sun is reflected in so many water bodies. So many water bodies, the same sun is reflected. If there are, suppose there are many 1000 part, in each part the sun will be reflected. It will be reflected in ocean, it will be reflected in river, it will be reflected in various planets. The same sun is reflected. So it is all pervading, all powerful. And sun is just a very small energy of Supreme Lord. And Supreme Lord is all pervading, all powerful. So Rukmini knows that Krishna can easily kill my brother. But Rukmi could not learn this lesson. He kept the grudge against Krishna and wanted to insult Krishna and Balram. Although he has given so many of his relatives, kith and kins, towards Yadava side, in spite of that, he has got lot of grudge against Krishna and Balram. And he could not check it. Suppose if you have got grudge against some particular devotee, and if we continue to contemplate on it, not rectify it, then that grudge can come into action also. Same thing happened with Rukmi. He was having that grudge so many years and could not rectify that, and it came into action when his granddaughter was getting married. Same grudge came into action against Balramji and Krishna, and he was very actively criticizing. And what was the outcome of that? He was destroyed. So similarly, if you have got some grudge against some devotee, we should rectify it. First is that we should not contemplate on it. And second is that we should positively think good qualities, good acts of that devotee. Then only we can counteract. Otherwise, if we nourish that grudge can actually can end up into Vaishnava Aparadha. And actually there is, as a even person like Rukmi can get reaction. So what to speak of person like us, where we are bound to get reaction to it. So we should be very careful not to have grudge, especially to the devotees of the Lord. We should keep our heart soft, and we should try to eradicate the grudge we may have to any devotee which may have. We should not too much of be concerned about that. Rukmini Devi, like, for her, this kidnapping is complete transformation of her life. Like, say, she has expected Krishna as husband, and when Krishna is kidnapping Rukmini Devi, so Rukmini Devi's life is completely changed when Krishna is personally present. She is queen of Dwarka, queen of Krishna. And today is a newer eve when most of the people, like, say, take new resolutions. Same here in Rukmini Devi's life also. She is closing one calendar of her life. As parents' side, she is going away. And her new life is starting with, in association with Krishna, in association with Krishna's devotees, where Krishna's devotees are glorifying Krishna. And for her, it was so wonderful, so auspicious. So she was very, very joyful when Krishna has been kidnapped. Krishna is taking Rukmini Devi to Dwarka. Rukmi, on the other side, he was destroyed due to his grudge towards Krishna. Actually, when Krishna was about to kill Rukmi, so Rukmini Devi thought once that on my marriage day, why should he be killed? So on that pretext also he was thinking, no, inauspicious things should happen at least on my marriage day. So okay, Krishna spared him. But it was destiny of Rukmi to be killed on marriage day. So he was not killed on his sister's marriage day. He was not killed on his daughter's marriage day. But when his granddaughter was getting married, he was killed by Balrami on marriage day itself only. So that was in his destiny, and he was killed on the marriage day itself. So we find that Rukmini Devi is starting her new life with her new resolutions to be Krishna conscious always. Similarly, we should also always aspire as an additional opportunity to be Krishna conscious always. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. I'll end here. Hare Krishna.